Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski. Joining me in the studio is Dr. Mary Zajac.
Because you're giving me my due.
Yes, you are Dr. Mary Zajac.
I'm not that kind of doctor.
It's true, but tonight you're sort of the wine psychiatrist because you're going to ask me the questions to try and help me find my perfect wine.
We were having a discussion based on how do you figure out what it is you really like when you're sort of new to wine. And I'm sort of going back to my wine sales training. If you were a customer in my store, JP, and you came in and you said,
I'm looking for a great white wine with dinner.
What are you having for dinner?
I'm having seafood.
Do you know specifically what kind of seafood?
I am having scallops.
Okay. What sorts of white wines have you liked in the past?
I have liked wines that are tart.
So you like a little bit of acidity?
I do.
Do you like wines that maybe have a little bit of richness, a little bit of buttery component?
I do not.
Because one thing I would do if you were having scallops is suggest something that had a little bit of richness, pairing the sort of the fattiness of the scallops with the fattiness of the wine.
Interesting.
But since you like something that's a little more tart, I might suggest Kruner Veltliner.
Nice.
Which is not going to be as acidic as something like a Sauvignon Blanc, although a Sauvignon Blanc could work. I might even suggest a Riesling, depending on the preparation, one that's on a little bit on the drier side, but not bone dry.
So you are trying to steer me in the direction of finding something that is going to have enough richness to support the butteriness of the scallops, but yet still give me a wine that I like to drink.
Correct.
Okay, so let's try it the other way. If you came into the wine store and said to me, you are...
I'm looking for a wine to go with salmon.
Very interesting. So salmon is a rather fatty food, and it is very, very rich. I think you could pair it with red or with white, actually. And frankly, I would pair it with red. Something nice and big and bold, which has a bit of structure to it. And I would steer you to something like a nice Rioja or a Priorat.
I think those are very wise choices.
That's
would you
so
ask
sweet.
Me if I wanted red or white, though?
Yes, I would have to do that. Though in my humble experience, most people seem to prefer red wine over white, and I have to confess, it's nice to break that white wine with fish thing. I think listening is what this is all about.
It truly is, and I think zeroing in your wine taste is much like zeroing in on your taste in anything, whether it be musical tastes or reading tastes. I mean, you can learn a lot from having a conversation with another person, but you really have to sort of pay attention to your likes and dislikes and work from there, build from that.
One of the nicest things is to be able to pour wine for people and to say, okay, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? And then when you get responses, then you can really take them to some interesting places.
Yeah.
Some interesting ideas as to how to find your perfect wine. If you have ideas, please write us at wbjc.com. We always welcome response from listeners. And for Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.